B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All righty. Back in the home base.
Yeah.
How you doing, Saul?
Good. Look at this guy with the branding. Woo.
Look at him, huh?
Look at you.
Well, they sell anything. Put on your head.
Over there, huh, Artie?
A nice hat, nice pullover.
Look sharp. All right.
This is the get out of the shower, get dressed, don't feel good.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I love this. I love the Cannons gear, but T-Bone was sick for like the first time ever.
What are you talking about? Everything there matches. You get the red shirt. You get the little bit of red and the gray.
No, it's the best he's looked.
A little bit of red in the hat.
That's what I did this.
Talking about?
That's why I did this.
All right. No.
Oh, I just roll out of bed.
Maybe it's because I haven't seen it.
Everything coordinates color-wise. Stop it, Artie.
I didn't see it Monday. I didn't see it yesterday, and I think it's the first time I saw it.
I appreciate that. I lucked out, but this is total comfy clothes day. Because I got whatever.
I had that yesterday.
I got whatever T-bone.
I didn't have one of those. Yeah, kind of.
I'm coming down with the T-bone sickness. I'm laying the groundwork right now.
Okay.
May not see me tomorrow.
All right.
We get an intern. He show up. You showed up today. That's nice.
Points. We're calling him.
The other one.
Take the points. You know what the intern told me this morning?
It was a good bet.
He told me that his Jets take the points bet on Monday was a good bet, and he's sticking by it.
He's an idiot. He can't even make a drink. He's a bartender and can't make a drink. He can't gamble. He can't. He's not a mixologist.
I said, well, for me, this isn't revisionist history. I told you before the game that was a terrible bet. I told everyone it's a bad bet. But now, after the game, you should really know that that's probably not a good bet.
Yeah.
He's sticking by his guns. I mean, I half respect it.
What do you do well?
You have to respect that insanity.
He's saying that was a bad beat.
And not only that, he doubled down on it at halftime.
A good bet.
In game.
No, he didn't.
True or false?
I saw you tweeted. Yeah.
Or did he doubled down at halftime? He doubled down. Halftime, he was betting it again.
Stupid.
Betting the second half.
What did he bet in the second half?
What was it at halftime? I want to know now because I'm intrigued by this, by you crazy bettors that thought, oh, we got to take Jets plus the points second half.
You want to know what the points were in the second half?
Yeah, what was it at halftime?
Half a point.
Which makes it dumber.
What?
Just for the second half. Not for the total, but for the second half
I understand
half
that.
Yeah.
So
you thought, that's gonna
you
make
thought
you
the
feel
Jets
good.
Were going to... Yeah. Play him even in the second half.
Yeah.
No. The line was half a point for the second half.
Would you watch a game with Naz?
How is that possible?
Yes.
And he bet the Jets.
It was 10 before the game. They got smoked in the first half, and then it was only half a point at halftime?
Darnold looked good. That wasn't
like fluky
stuff.
Oh, my God.
And Beto, get it right. He said it was a losing bet, but he was on the right side. That's a popular gambler's thing. It was the right side. That's one of those, like, if the game was, like, 17 to 10, but there were a whole bunch of turnovers going one way and not the other, that's typically when you say it was the right side, but it just didn't work out for me.
All right. I can see
it. Not 33-0. That's usually when you don't say it was the right side.
33-0.
Where'd you go score?
And it was thorough ass-kicking.
Curry? Is Curry kid?
This wasn't even a real bookie. This was just a guy who...
He's Eastern and CSB.
This is just a guy who messes with him. He's like, I'm going to come up with the dumbest line for the second half and see if this kid bites on it.
Let's see how stupid people
Jets
are.
I love you. I hope you never leave us. We need more of this.
Jets.
We need more of this
half.
Crazy around here.
He bet the Jets in the second half.
He does. He fully believes it.
But, I mean, sometimes you got to talk yourself into that, though. Like with anything, right? If you believe something, believe it. Stupid. You can't hide stupid. Like, embrace stupidity. Like, I'm stupid.
I'm going to do something dumber than I did at the start of the game. I'm going to double down at halftime.
Steadfast after in his belief that he was on the right side of this one.
What's time of possession?
At
23-7?
Well, not only before the game, after the game, and also I doubled down at halftime. Wow. That is awesome.
I don't get it. That I don't get.
Yeah.
What was the halftime score? Was it 20?
Incredible.
Was it 24?
24-0.
24-0, and it felt like 53-0.
Yeah.
The end of the
Jets
game
were getting
like
the ball first in the second half, though.
Oh,
right?
You got that going for you. Yeah.
And you thought, got to jump on that half point. Got to do that. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
He also talked a lot of people into doing the same thing.
Are they still your friends?
Who, Maz? Will you hang out with Maz? You watch a game with Maz?
Hey, come
so
on,
Maz came in yesterday. Maz at least came in after the fact and said, I'd like to annul my take. That's an acknowledgement of a bad take. He wants to take it back. You're so crazy. You want to keep going with it.
Oh, no, he's flipped. He said now that they've played their toughest opponent the rest of the season, they've shot to go undefeated now.
Don't talk about that.
Most complete team they play all year was Jets Monday night.
How stupid are you? Like, really?
Oh, that's...
You think that's the most complete team that they've played yet?
Offense and defense, yes.
Did you watch Buffalo? Offense, defense?
He said maybe Buffalo, but Buffalo doesn't have an offense.
So he believes the Jets are so good. See, he believes the Jets are really good. We don't. I'm consistent on this. I didn't think they were good going in. I don't think they're good coming out of it.
You know what it was? It's those damn Miami games that Gase coached and sort of game planned against you. Like, people were nervous about Gase. Like, Gase is going to have something for him. I talked to somebody before the game that obviously close with the Patriots.
Yeah.
Said, we should be okay, but he's going to have something for us. He's going to have something for us. He had nothing for you. He got his quarterback killed.
Wrapping up some of these Jets-Patriots thoughts, Adam Gase is a problem for the New York Jets.
I heard Felger say this, too. Like, he knew that the first time he watched him. Like, there's something wrong on the sideline. Something's wrong. Like, he is a good offensive guy. He's not a head coach. Worst thing for the Jets, you can't fire him right now. What are you going to do? You can't fire Adam Gase. You wanted this guy. And then you go out and you sign a $13 million tailback that he doesn't really want. He can't even use Le'Veon Bell. You protect his quarterback. You got a franchise quarterback that may be shell-shocked now. And you exposed him. They're going to compete for a playoff spot. How do you think that's the most complete team?
Adam Gase was Adam Gase was the wrong hire for the Jets from day one.
For that team, yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not like it's, oh, they hired Gase, he's not the right fit. The day he was hired, we said it, many others did, many Jets fans, many people in the national media criticized the move day one as this is a bad move for the Jets. His opening press conference was one of the most bizarre things we've ever seen.
Crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes. I mean, it was really weird. There was a good hearty laugh from the rest of the AFC.
Just an odd vibe.
And the fan bases elsewhere like, oh my God, what are the Jets doing? And now you're seeing it on the field. They've got to correct that sooner rather than later. They shouldn't let
Soon for you?
Oh, this season.
You mean at the end of the year? Like, you don't do anything now?
Well, if you lose a bunch more, I mean, they've got one win. Couple more losses. Why wait?
I think he gets another year.
For what reason?
That's just because they're the Jets. They're stupid. He's a young coach. You know, he needs time, right? You get that 3-4 year span, then you make a decision.
Bert Breer is going to be with us today starting at noon. We are going to talk to Bert about this because Bert is a Adam Gase guy.
Quarterback whisperer.
I mean, he loves Adam Gase. But I just don't know how you can even defend him as a head coach. His team was completely unprepared. His quarterback was completely unprepared. They looked terrible the other night.
Awful. He never adjusted. Like, even when the kid was getting hit and hit early.
I don't
like,
care that he's only had Sam Darnold for, you know, a handful of games here, that he's missed a big chunk of the season with the mono. You're 1-5. You lose a couple more games. Fire him. Get rid of him now. Make it known that job is open as soon as the season ends.
What do you do? Give it to
Have guys lining up and back channeling for the next 2 months to get themselves ready to take that job. And take over a gig that has Sam Darnold as the quarterback.
Right.
Isn't that an attractive gig? New York City, Sam Darnold.
Should be. Yeah.
Great market. great quarterback or potential. Hold on. Potential to have a great quarterback.
No, I think he's
there's potential.
Be good. Yeah, I do. I like Darnold. I think he's going to be fine. I just
horrible
think
the other night.
Just you have a bad day, and he had a really bad day, and the coach compounded it. And that's the problem. Like when you have a quarterback has a bad day, sometimes a coach can coach that guy out of it. I don't know if he can. I really don't. Is he just going to sit there and stare at his play sheet like everybody else, Nagy and all these guys?
Coaching a really big factor in that game on Monday night for the opponent. The Patriots have another bad coach coming in here on Sunday.
I think so.
Back-to-back weeks where they get a bad head coach.
But they're coming off a bye.
So what?
This guy should have something, huh?
Great.
Right? Did he watch a film from the other night?
Terrific.
Yeah.
You got a bye. We also have Patriots tickets to give away today. Two chances to win Patriots tickets on this very show. Your first chance coming up at 11:30. Want to follow up on some of the hubbub on Tom Brady potentially, you know, lining himself up to leave New England, as Adam Schefter suggested the other day. We talked about this yesterday, about where would he go? Is this for real? I think that some of his comments have started to maybe reveal what's really going on here. And we sort of hit on it yesterday about what's actually happening with Tom Brady. He wants people to think that he's possibly leaving.
Posturing.
I think there's some posturing going on here. We'll talk about that coming up next. And obviously some other things to get to, including some more movement in the NFL trade market yesterday. We'll get to that story coming up. Plenty to get to here today. More of your calls, 617-779-0985. Reaction to the win for the Patriots the other night. Looking forward to this weekend's game against the Browns. And again, we have your first pair of tickets at 11:30. Go nowhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Again, let's just boil this down to the basic facts. Once again, when we talk about Tom and his future, let's look at some simple things. Has he put his home for sale? Yes. Has his trainer put his home for sale? Yes. Has he set up his contract to void after the season to become a free agent? Yes. So if he's selling his home and his trainer's selling his home and he's boarding his contract, what does that tell you? He's setting it up to move on. Now, listen, there are many times people set up things in their life to move on and they walk to the abyss and they look down and they say, whoa, I'm not jumping now. So he could change his mind. But I'm just telling you, if you look at it in his mind, it has to be clear. He's thinking
in many
about
ways,
New England.
Tom Brady, Patriots quarterback, did his weekly radio interview and discussed the speculation by Adam Schefter and others about his future. And here's what he said, saying that he does not know what his future holds. That's the great part for me. I don't know, said Tom Brady.
Thanks, Mr. Hand.
He describes it as the great part. That's the great part for me. I don't know. I think that has been a unique situation that I have been in, because I think when you commit to a team for a certain amount of years, you kind of feel like there's the responsibility to always fulfill the contract. For me, it's been good because I'm just taking it day by day and I'm enjoying what I have. I don't know what the future holds. And the great part is, for me, football at this point is all borrowed time. I never expected to play 20 years, and I'm playing on a great team, and it's just been an incredible 20 years of my life to play for Mr. Kraft and Jonathan. Interesting. And the Kraft family, and for Coach Belichick, and to have so much success is a dream come true.
The Jonathan part's interesting.
Yeah, huh? It is, isn't it? Made sure to.
If you're a Patriots fan, I think that is a good thing.
It's a great thing. Actually, I think all of this is a great thing. We'll get to that. I just want to finish reading the quote. He says, one day I will wake up and I'll feel like, okay, that will be enough. When that day comes, that day comes. I don't know if it will be after this year. I don't know if it will be 5 years from now. I don't have to determine those things right now either. That is kind of a good part. Where am I at? I just take advantage of the opportunities that I have this year and do the very best I can do. And then those decisions come at probably a more appropriate time. His contract voids at the end of the year, as we all know. Mm-hmm. Contract's up, and he's describing it as a great part for him. He's openly saying he could call it quits at the end of this year. Could happen right after this season, he's saying. He is opening the door to retiring at the end of this season. Okay. Well, that's new. I mean, you've been pretty on the record.
But what would trigger that, though?
I think winning.
Seventh.
Yeah. I think winning.
Yeah. I could totally see him walking away if they win.
You know what? I'm good.
Don't you wish for that, though, more so than him go somewhere else? Like, he keeps saying 20 years here. 20 years. Who's had it better? No team. No team, no fan base, no ownership group, no coach.
So there's a couple of things that I think are in play. Number one, I think retirement's now on the table more so than it was before. That's
opening the door to retirement. At the end. Yeah.
There's an acknowledgement of retirement being a possibility at the end of this season. Forget 45. He's talking about doing it possibly this year. That's number one. That's pretty major development. The other part is this. So as I said yesterday, even if Brady's not really looking to leave, he's trying to have it out. I think he's trying to put it out there that he wants, that he would be willing to leave. Someone's selling something here. The way Adam Schefter talked about it yesterday, and I know he's talked about it in other places as well since he was on ESPN on Monday night. Sorry, not yesterday, Monday night. And so I look at that. What?
I heard a baby. Did you hear a baby?
I heard a noise, but I'm working through it.
Okay. It's a tough day for him today. I thought I heard a baby. Go ahead.
So, a baby?
I heard it. I heard something. I got good ears.
It was a squeak. It was a squeak of some kind. You just got to work through it.
Okay. Now I don't know where it was. Oh, anyway.
Retirement.
Yeah. So, I think they want to sort of put it out there because he's leveraging for a contract here. And I think it's going to be a giant game of chicken.
But look at the last two.
Do you know why? And I see Florio's report. Did you see Florio's post?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
The headline is this. If Tom Brady leaves the Patriots, where would he go?
That's Randy Moss. Oh, hey, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to Randy Moss.
Which is a legitimate question.
Yeah. No, but that was the best part about the other night.
I love Moss.
Where's he going, Adam?
But isn't that the team's answer back to him? Tom, if you're really going to, where are you going to go? Like, seriously, where are you going to go start over?
See, that's the biggest part. Like, you just can't show up minicamp. Can't show up at minicamp and just say, let's go.
So, and that's why.
Elsewhere.
This is why he's got to sell it. Like, the team was willing to just say, yeah, you can go ahead and void your contract to the end of the year. You know why the team would be willing to void his contract automatically at the end of the year? Because they don't believe he would leave. And so what does he have to do? He has to try and convince the world that he's willing to leave.
Okay.
To create that leverage.
Sell the house.
And so he's got to, yeah, exactly. Sell the house.
Even though you have five.
Use his back channels with his agents and representatives. Use their friends in the media to try and sell that idea. Guerrero puts the house up for sale. He sells his house. He's got this, you know, sort of idea floating that he is willing to go elsewhere because the team was so unafraid of him leaving that they were like, yeah, you want your deal to be voided at the end of the year? We'll void it because we don't think you'd actually leave. And it's a legitimate question. Where would he go? Even though it sounds ridiculous because who wouldn't want Tom Brady as their quarterback? But it's more about at your age, Tom, you're talking about retirement. And and at the same time, you want to talk about starting over somewhere? Come on. And that's going to be their leverage. And it's going to be a game of chicken, the two of them sitting there in the room. Pay me what I want. Pay me my money. And the team going, well, where are you going to go? You're really going to leave us?
How about this? Where's he going to go? Home. I just want another Super Bowl.
That's his better leverage. Yeah. Retiring is better leverage.
I just want another Super Bowl. I'm still the best to ever play this game. I'm not just the best quarterback option you guys have for next year. I'm the best quarterback in the freaking league.
So,
do you want me to play for this team next year? You got to make it worth my while, because I'm perfectly content living in any number of my homes. Hanging out with my wife and doing my doing all my other stuff.
So although
that's his leverage.
Although I do believe that there is some truth in the if they were to win again, he could walk away. I don't believe that's what he really wants to do. I believe he wants to keep playing, and that's going to be part of his leverage.
If he's
float retirement, float going elsewhere. I think what he ultimately wants, and I think this is good news for all of us, I think this is all a game. I think he wants to be here, and I think he wants to get paid. That's what he ultimately wants, money and New England.
I think he's pissed off about the last 2 years. You had those incentives, you know, thrown into the contract that really, when we looked at them, and you go, these really aren't attainable incentives. Even if you play at the highest level, you're still barely getting them. And you made him bark for those. And then he got a little bump this year. And then he jockeyed to have the franchise tag thrown out. So there's your threat of leaving. I mean, that's the biggest threat of it all. More so than a house. You don't have the franchise tag. You can't tag me. Why would he want to go? Like, he is this brand, too. So he and ownership, Belichick, are this Patriot brand. Really want to go to Tennessee? What if you end up 9-7? Is she going to like Tennessee? Is she that miserable here? She can't do it one more year here?
So there's a lot of talk. By the way, there's a lot of talk as well about the possibility of Tom Brady and Giselle buying a home in Greenwich, Connecticut, where they were looking at homes a short time ago. That was reported over the summer, right?
Yeah.
We spent time over the summer talking about this.
Yeah. Met with headmasters, yes.
Yeah, assuming that happens, right? Does that prove anything to you about, by the way, staying in New England?
No.
Thank you. I've heard that thrown out. Like, that's the proof that he's not leaving New England. What, Greenwich, Connecticut?
That's closer to New York, yeah.
It's just outside of New York City.
Yeah. That's where people that work in New York live when they don't want to live anywhere near the city. That's the nicest, nearest location.
I don't think you're going to make... Is that going to be a daily commute from there? To Foxborough?
No.
It's like 180 miles or something, isn't it? We figured that out.
But, I mean, you said it the other day, too.
How long by helicopter?
Get there pretty quick.
170 miles.
I mean, Philip Rivers commutes, right? 90 miles.
It's not going to take
Connecticut two-lane highways.
He's not taking a helicopter back and forth from Connecticut to Foxborough.
Why not?
What if you have a windy, rainy day, Jim? A really windy day. Oh, we're grounded. I can't go to practice today.
You leave early, like everybody else.
Oh.
Wait, if it's a windy, rainy day?
Yeah,
if you're grounded?
Yeah, if you can't, yeah.
Yeah, you drive. You leave early.
Oh, yeah. What if it snows?
Like, that's a problem.
Stay in a hotel. Yeah. Have the team get you a hotel for the night.
Yeah, be Tom.
He's an essential employee, right? He's got to be there.
Oh, yeah.
How about he buys just a smaller home around Foxborough? Just something like modest, like $7, $8 million. Have that as just like another home to keep. That's more feasible.
See,
I don't want to hear about the Greenwich, Connecticut back thing. And forth from Connecticut.
The Greenwich,
anymore.
Connecticut thing is where you're going to put down like permanent roots. Like that's where you're going to live permanently.
That's where you're going to live your adulthood.
That's where super rich people go live permanently. Yes. That has nothing to do with where you're playing football.
Right.
That's not how we're making a stop in Greenwich.
Fans can't separate that. They can't. Because who knows how long his house is going to sit here? It's already dropped $5 million. And what's the drop dead price on that thing for him to get out? I think it's it for
like
2 years.
For him and Giselle, it's either New York or L.A., right? Yeah. Those are the two places they'll live.
That's it.
And they love both. So it's New York and L.A. Those are the two places. If they were to go buy a home in L.A. tomorrow, I'd be like, that doesn't mean they're going to play for the Rams. Right? That's all. Hardy has headlines. But this is what I think it is. I think it's a big game. Bunch of PR moves. He wants to be here, and he wants to get paid, too. That's what this has all been about. That's how I'm interpreting all of this.
And I got something, too, on how he's answering questions lately.
Well, let's do that. Also, a tweet on Josh Gordon from yesterday that I had missed in the moment. I think you had as well. But I'll read it to you next and get your reaction, okay?
Okay.
That's coming up next. And
I heard a baby.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up? What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Football is my first love. You know, I sit here and think, well, if I wasn't playing football, what would I be doing?
Right.
And I can't find an answer to that.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, why not just keep doing what I love doing?
Right.
I think there's a lot of people that have made sacrifices in their life to support me, my wife,
right,
my kids, my family. And they're getting a little bit older, so it's not going to last forever.
Have they start telling you, Dad, it's almost time for you to come on home? Have they start talking?
Not my kids so much. Like, I asked my oldest son, who's 12, Jack, and I say, Jack, you know, what do you think? And they'll be like, whatever you want, Dad.
You that's know? A good thing.
Say, come great. Give me a big hug.
Right, that's great.
That. You know?
That's
and,
great.
And then I'll say to my wife, and she'll go, well, you already know my answer.
Come on
know?
Home.
But, you know, she's just a loving wife that wants me to be around the kids all the time.
Right.
And, but she also is so supportive of things I love to do, too. So.
Tom Brady. We'll sit down one-on-one interview. Randy Moss, 617-779-0985. You had a thought about how he's been answering these questions.
Yes, I've listened to everything. Listened to his radio interviews, listened to his press conferences. And I put tone in as far as being very important as to when people are talking or how a guy feels. Because this guy for 20 years has given you what? Fluff, right? He's really good at giving you fluff. He'll answer questions for 2 minutes, but not really give you anything. He's short. He's frank. He's to the point now. It seems like he's getting irritated lately with some of the questioning. I don't know if it's about the end or, you know, the stuff that happened last week. That pissed him off, obviously. Mm-hmm. The negativity keeps bringing that up. You know, who's had it better for the last 20 years? You know, it's been a great, great run, great ride. Like, that's putting a number on it for me. Like, that's closing things out. And I'm not saying he's ending this year, but we are close. Just said, I think he's quickly getting through these interviews. The other night after a win, you're 7-0. You won a big road game. You swept the Jets this year. That's a big one. See how happy the coach is. Loves beating the Jets. Three questions. I'm out. You know, he came out with a full uniform on with his hoodie. Didn't even shower yet. Normally he showered there. He'll give you five, six questions. That was 3 and out. I was like, wow, he's pissed. I think he's pissed about how they played in the second half. You know, 9 possessions, what, 8 punts, an interception? Yeah, a little pissed off. I don't blame him for that. But then you hear the Jim Gray stuff, too. And then I'm with you guys. I think those questions are given to him. There's points of emphasis Brady wants to talk about. But, I mean, you've heard him on, you know, these radio shows, on the radio show, you know, with Greg now, obviously. But you've heard him before with other guys, and it's just long interviews. It's quick answered questions. So
617
tone. Listen to Brady's tone when he talks.
779-0985. I'm going to tell you about that tweet in one moment. Charles is in. No, phone screener broke again. Hold on,
Chuck.
Hold on. Yeah,
you there? Hey, Charles, go ahead.
Okay, Brady, football's in his blood. I don't think wants to go anywhere. I think he wants a piece of the action. He wants to be part of an ownership, hopefully for the Patriots, but he could go somewhere else and help build a team.
So what do you mean, though? I don't understand.
No, like he's talking like an Elway. Not be a GM, but...
No, not a GM. No. Not a GM.
Owners are very hands-off in this league, though. They should be, if it works.
That's what I was going to say. If he just, like, a point in the team or something like that, so what? That's money. That's really all that is.
It's like Magic Johnson.
Yeah, if you want, yeah, you if can't you want to be...
The NFL rules, they believe, prohibit that, though.
It does?
Yeah, that would be counted against the salary cap. You can't give a guy a piece of your team.
No, I don't think he's saying that now. I think he's saying eventually.
Eventually.
He wants to stay here and what? Become part owner here?
Okay, but you've got to pay for it.
Starting to mention Jonathan?
Yeah, maybe Jonathan and I could take this thing to the next level for the next, 20 years? Who knows? Maybe. I doubt it.
With Steve Belichick coaching?
That'd be a nice story.
Oh, would it? Sorry, honey. 20 more years of football. But you're different as an owner, right?
You can't be like, oh, you know what? We're going to, instead of giving you the contract, we're just going to give you a piece of the team. Well, no, can't do that.
No.
Mike is in Johnston. Mike.
Yeah, I think he only leaves New England if Josh McDaniels takes a head coaching job somewhere. And if he decides to play a game of chicken, don't forget the Belichick-Cosa ordeal that happened years ago.
But Bill didn't want Bernie. Wasn't that how that went down? Bill wanted to move on from him.
And Bernie was falling off the face of the earth. That was the beginning of the end for Bernie.
Yeah. That was about the level.
Bernie couldn't move.
That was about the level of play.
Hey, Bill may not have wanted Brady for the last any number of years. He's happy that he's had him. But if you're going to force Belichick's hand and say, well, you're not going to do it without Tom Brady, he might say, oh, good, finally. Right. And start building the next generation of this team, which seems like lunacy to anybody else. But for Belichick, if he wants to coach for 6-7 more years, yeah, you're going to need to get the next guy in there.
Wanted to get to this tweet for you, Zoe. I didn't see it in the moment. It happened late in our show yesterday.
Okay.
1:52 p.m. from Ben Volen, The Globe.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote, with Sanu coming aboard and N'Keal Harry likely coming off IR in a week or two, the Patriots probably have to make a roster move at receiver. Hate to say it, but Josh Gordon looks like the odd man out. Him or Gunnar Olszewski. But Gunnar returns punts.
What? Is there something more serious to Gordon that we don't know?
Did I miss something?
No, because I believe that they want Gordon and Sanu on the field at the same time.
Okay.
With Edelman and Dorsett and James White. That's why I keep saying that yesterday and today. I've heard that.
I've been led to believe that Gordon's injury is not that serious.
Well, what if it may be more serious?
Is it more serious?
What if they're definitely bringing N'Keal Harry off injured reserve?
Are they?
That's the only way that would even be, discussed. I think that's not even close to that tweet.
We're talking about Gordon being done for the year?
No.
Since when?
He's a pro receiver. Listen to Brady talk. When Sanu comes in, what? He's a good pro. It's a guy that knows how to play the game at the professional level. You need professional level receivers in the huddle with this guy. Edelman, Gordon, Dorsett now, Sanu. Eliminate Gordon?
Say somebody goes down.
Then what are you stuck with? Myers and Olszewski for the stretch run?
This doesn't seem like a report to me. This seems like a speculative tweet.
Yes, it's probably his opinion.
My question is, where the hell is this coming from, though? Is Gordon more hurt than we thought he was?
I thought it was a good sign that he rode the bike that entire second half.
Yeah, I also thought he was coming back like this week. Thought he's going to miss a game, probably be okay for Cleveland. Now he could possibly be done for the year because of N'Keal Harry?
No.
What? What? And you have to keep him? You have to get rid of him because Gunnar Olszewski catches punts?
Yeah.
Have we lost our minds?
No.
Okay, so I'm not crazy. He is.
I wouldn't call him crazy, but I think that he's reaching there.
Okay,
yeah.
Reaching.
Yeah, reaching.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Crazy? Crazy.
A little crazy.
All right, a little crazy.
Like our intern's crazy. He's crazy.
Oh, the intern's nuts, but I love him.
You bottle up crazy?
So people are calling. They want him to make a pick. They want his pick on Friday just so they can go against it.
Excellent. We should do that.
He's in.
We should definitely do that. There was another trade yesterday after the Patriots made a trade for Mohamed Sanu. They moved Manny Sanders in Denver. He's going to the 49ers. We'll give you our thoughts on that. Also, coming up at 11:30, your first chance to win Patriots tickets for Sunday's game against the Cleveland Browns. We get two pairs of tickets to give away today. First pair coming up at 11:30.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That's a good question.
He does sing this. Turn us on in the car. You can't turn it off. Like put a little put a flower in your hair, right?
You want to know?
Yeah.
Scott McKenzie.
Never mind.
I don't know that I've ever heard that name.
One hit wonder. He's now in our one hit wonders.
49ers acquired Broncos receiver Emmanuel Sanders yesterday. John Elway said Emmanuel Sanders had issues and we had issues.
Like, well, what were Manny's issues in Denver?
So, oh, it hurt? Sorry, age? Just briefly. Scott McKenzie was born Philip Wallach Blondheim III.
Wallach?
What do you want to be known as? Scott McKenzie. Duh.
Philip.
Yeah.
Philip's like Todd. It's like one of those days. You don't name your kid Philip.
Elway said, when we looked at it, Emmanuel had issues and we had issues. That is why it was a good time for us to go in different directions, for Emmanuel to go in a different direction, and for us to go in a different direction.
Yeah.
With that being said, we were able to get the value that we thought was fair. That is why we decided to make the deal.
See, I like Sanders, so I'm not going to sit here and debate who won the trade, because I like both players, Sanu or Sanders. But their concerns with Sanders are his knee.
So Denver traded Sanders and a fifth-round pick to the 49ers.
Yeah.
For a third and a fourth. So here's what they did. They traded Sanders for a third, but then they also had to swap their fourth for a fifth.
Yeah.
So they traded back around from four to five, and they also had to give up a third. I think that in terms of what you got, older player, injured player, right? Dealing with injury. Guy I love, though. I don't mean to put him down.
No, no. I like Sanders.
I would have been very happy.
That's what I'm not going to say. Oh, we won. We got Sanu. No, I like that guy, too.
I would have been very happy with the Patriots acquiring Emmanuel Sanders. Very happy if they had done this deal. But in terms of what Denver gave up to get Emmanuel Sanders, I view it as sort of equal as what the Patriots gave up to get Mohamed Sanu.
I think it's about right.
Yeah, they're very, in terms of what you're getting.
Yeah.
Mohamed Sanu is younger, bigger, more physical, and has got another year left on his contract. So what the Patriots got for what they gave up is sort of commensurate with what Denver gave up to, you know, San Francisco gave up to Denver to get Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking to Jim today and had horrific traffic. Atlanta Journal-Constitution, guy was on, right? Said they offered a fourth.
Then he told Curran that, yeah.
Told Curran, okay.
They first called and asked for a fourth, or they asked us to do it for a fourth. They said no. They called back for a third. They said no. They got through the second.
Damn, that intern talks on. God, he's
annoying. Talking to the callers loudly.
Oh, okay, okay. I don't know who won. Well, why do we have to do who won this? But what it tells you is San Francisco's watching you too, right? Hey, there's New England. They're 7-0. Oh, we're still undefeated too. Let's go make a move. Plus, they're down guys. They don't have a lot of guys to throw to. Like, who the hell's that little number 11?
You want to hear a crazy stat for the Niners?
Their backs. I watched that game. They throw a ton to their backs underneath.
Let's hear it.
West Coast.
Let's hear it.
Six games, a total of 40 receptions by the wide receiver position.
Huh.
Edelman has 45 catches.
Alone.
40 total by the wide receiver position.
All year?
All year.
Yeah.
They throw desperately their backs needed a receiver. Dude. Yes.
Tight ends backs. Tight end, that whole offense.
Are you serious?
In route, 40. F angle. In route, H option. Yeah. That's his offense. That's why they have two backs.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they needed the help.
Yeah.
Damn, I did not realize that. Well, they also just played that game in the rain on Sunday, too. Holy crap, that thing was unbelievable.
Yeah, that game was over in 2 hours and 36 minutes. I like that.
Well, Sanders has 30 this season.
Okay.
30.
Oh, is he good? Okay. Yeah. He talks like Bird, too. He's like, he talks fast like Bird. What do you do? Yeah. What do you want to drink? What do you put in a screwdriver? Oh, you want vodka? Okay. Apple juice? No.
617-779-0985. John is in. Oh, wait, hold on. John in Cumberland, take it away.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
You know, if the stars line up properly, I don't know if health-wise this is even doable, but it's possible Sanu actually helps the running game because he's basically a carbon copy of N'Keal Harry, but with experience, same body type and size. You can leave N'Keal on IR then and take the other two guys off, and now you've got a running game.
Did you call us last week, John, by any chance?
No, it's the first time in probably 2 or 3 years.
Okay. All right, great. Great to talk to you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
I think it was an older gentleman.
That guy was Vermont. That guy was from Vermont that said that.
Older gentleman. Older
N'Keal. N'Keal.
I like it.
I do, too. Sounds badass.
I don't. It's not his name. It's like calling the Sanu, Sanu.
Yeah, it's just disrespectful.
It's like screwing up a guy. I mean, it's not on purpose. He's not doing it to be disrespectful.
How many people in this building do you think knows everybody's important name?
I know he hasn't played. The guy has not made a single appearance in a regular season game. N'Keal Harry is how you say it. That's all. I just think it's funny. N'Keal Harry. What?
No.
Do you think he's going to help the running game? Can I give you a stat? Let me give you a stat on Mohamed Sanu. Did you know that Mohamed Sanu has the fourth most yards in the NFL out of the slot since 2016. Would you have guessed that?
No, because he doesn't have crazy numbers.
This is according to Pro Football Focus. There are three guys who have more yards from the slot since 2016 in the NFL. They are Jarvis Landry.
I believe that.
Larry Fitzgerald. And Sterling Shepard. Fourth on the list, Mohamed Sanu, with over 1,800 yards from the slot since 2016. Fourth on the list. Slot yardage since 2016, Pro Football Focus. Most slot receiving yards in the NFL since 16. In terms of how they use him.
Okay, so how does he help the running game? If he's going to play opposite Edelman in the slot, so to speak. So I said he becomes your tight end in the passing game, so to speak. That's what they miss in Gronkowski.
Right.
So you allow Ben Watson and Tomlinson to concentrate on the run block, and they're the play-action people. So when you get in spread, he's going to help with the check with me. If you got Mohamed Sanu out there with Edelman, guess what? One of those two is going to get doubled if you're going spread and he's in a gun. Now all of a sudden he can check to the zone runs, nickel runs. That's how he helps you in the running game. He doesn't help you in regular personnel. N'Keal, he can help in a running game. Because he takes people out of the box. Not like he's going to block.
Tony is in Shirley. Tony.
Hey.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How's your bleep blower?
It's leaf season, Tony.
Your bleep blower.
Hey, you just read my mind. I was thinking bleep blower out. Listen, I got two quick points.
All right.
Let me get it out. I got one quick question, so I'll be off in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Just hypothetical. He's moving to Connecticut, Brady. What if he goes to New York? Manny's going to leave or retire. He's not going to be happy.
They got Daniel Jones. They got a new guy already.
But what if they put him behind Brady, let him learn for a year? You know, that's just hypothetical.
And it makes them look stupid because they reach to get the kid and they're trying to mold him into being a franchise.
I do understand.
Yeah.
I got you, Zoe. Well, listen, now, I didn't hear too much love about Ted Nugent there Monday night under the lights. I thought he had a pretty good game.
I said, we got a kicker.
Mike.
Oh, I didn't hear that. And so one more quick question for you. What's the soonest you ever said stop the buses, though?
What's that? Soonest?
The other night. You ever said stop the buses?
The other night.
Oh, you did. That's what I thought. I mean, that was quick. I love when you do that. All right. Bleep blower from Shirley out.
Okay. That he's got a certain kind of pop in his phone line. After the safety, that's when I said it. So whatever time that was. Like, this one's over. They ain't coming back.
It's later than I thought it would have been.
I think so. I think it was after the safety.
What?
Hardy, Joey Murr is saying that to fade the intern, as in don't take his bets.
I understand, but how does that... I just want to know, what bookmaker would put out there as a line after the first half of play on Monday night? All right, if you want to bet the Jets in the second half, you get a half a point.
Yeah.
The Patriots are half a point favorites in the second half of that game.
I don't know, but how excited was that bookmaker when he got action coming in?
Yeah, it's called stupidbetting.com.
So you watched the baseball game last night?
Hell no.
Of course you didn't. Of course you didn't watch
the Nationals one, I heard.
They did, and it was a good
game.
That's
an upset, huh?
It was a good game last night.
Cold pitch, right?
I got a quick idea.
Yeah.
But really, there's a bigger story going on with that World Series, and that is some jackass front office guy for the Astros. It's causing a bit of a stir. We'll touch on that. We'll get to more of your Patriots calls as well here in hour number two. First chance at Patriots tickets at 11:30. Burt Breer joins us at noon.
But my bold prediction is N'Keal Harry,
a carbon copy of N'Keal Harry.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.